You're listening to the Space Show on 88.3 Sullen FM. Now, on Monday evening, I went to a production, which was a wonderful event, and we're going to be talking with the author of that event in a few moments. But first up, I thought we'd play a little bit of the music from it. And the production is called Space Harmonic. Well, what a wonderful thing it was. So let's try Space Harmonic.
Oh, my stomach hurts. I gotta pee.
That was some music from the production Space Harmonic. And joining us now is Susan Cliff, the author of Space Harmonic. Welcome to the Space Show, Sue.
Thank you, Andrew.
What is Space Harmonic?
Space Harmonic is a musical that children participate in, so it has a full cast of young people. The youngest can be 3 to 4, and it goes right up to 11 to 12 year olds, with more 7 to 9 year olds as the main cast. And then the adults are played by young teenagers, 14 to 18. So no adults in it, basically. And it, with doing Space Harmonic, they actually learn science, physics and maths in a very, very creative way. I say that Space Harmonic is a hologram of sound and light on stage. So it's very, very dimensional, and children love it. So they're learning physics and maths and science almost by default. But they do get onto the computer, and when they do the torch dance, which is about quantum physics basically, they start looking up protons and neutrons, and they find out about atoms because they want to, not because they have to. So this has actually happened, and I'm very excited to know that it will be going into schools in the second half of the year.
So Sue, what are your aims in doing this?
The aim is to bring a greater interest in science and physics. I think creative thinking is always what happens to the answers of what we don't know. And young minds are going to answer the questions that we still haven't answered. So we're introducing them at a very young age and asking them some rather big questions, but they really enjoy doing it because it's fun. It's music, it's dancing, it's poetry. They draw pictures and they write poetry. So we lead them with some poetry and then we ask them to write some poetry. So creativity into schools, activity into schools. Singing and dancing actually helps your health. It tunes you up and you're going to feel good about life. So very positive.
And we can feel some of that positivity here in the music that we're playing in the background. So what is this particular track we're listening to now?
This is from the torch dance. So this is all the matter whizzing around in space. And the kids have on one hand blue torches, and on the other hand they have red torches, and these are actually represent the protons and the neutrons, no, the electrons, sorry, electrons, and then there's a couple of white torches on children's fingers on the two hands, which are the neutrons. And we actually form hydrogen, helium and oxygen, and then we make a water molecule. And you might be able to hear on the soundtrack that there's rain in the background. So after forming the water molecule, we actually have on the screen, which incorporates what's happening on stage, rain falling.
So what prompted you to come up with the idea?
I moved to Mornington to look after my mum, and I was driving backwards and forwards, and I'd had an idea of digital technology was going to change our lives and it was going to make a very big difference, and a lot more power would go into people's homes and photography would become cheaper and filming would become cheaper. And I could see that this would be a good idea if children could actually incorporate it and show adults a dimensional way of thinking about big questions and big subjects. And driving in the dreadful traffic backwards and forwards from Mornington, I wrote it in my head. And when my mum died in 2001, after settling the estate and moving back up to Melbourne, I then went to England and found that my idea was very well accepted. So I wrote the first draft in 2003.
And that sounds like a bit of a storm coming.
That's right. So, yes, that's one of the mysteries. We're finding out more and more about thunder and lightning and how it works and how storms actually form and become cyclones, etc. And energy. So Space Harmonic actually talks about energy and how we utilise it. Mm. And, of course, Harnessing Fire will be in the July show. It wasn't in the show that you saw on Monday night, but that was water, but we also have fire.
Now, how long have you been developing this concept?
Basically, 2000. I then went to England. I came back and contacted Mike Brady, who helped me with some music, and also the band Season. I put a soundtrack together and I gave a whole lot of audio presentations to the soundtrack. And I found that it really moved people, that they wanted to know more, and it started moving forward. In 2003, the Maydown School of Dance, we had, I think it was 8 children dancing with torches at B&I Hawthorne. So this is the soundtrack to that torch dance, and it was first performed at the Glen Prairie Hotel by 8 children in the dark to a crusty lot of business people who were very, very moved by a lot of kids getting up very early in the morning. They were there at 7:30 in the morning, and they actually enjoyed doing it. So that was fantastic. They got themselves out of bed, very well disciplined. And I thought, oh, I think this just might work.
Now, what topics does the production cover?
It covers our place in space. So we go basically right back to the beginning of time. We travel from the beginning of time right through to now, going through from that first singularity to the Milky Way into the solar system. We name all the planets, we see all the planets, and then, of course, we come down to our own home planet, Earth, after going through the sun. So we are sucked through the Milky Way, we are sucked through the sun, we see all the planets, and it is quite an experience to travel through space. How fast would we be going, do you think, Andrew? Because we travel very, very fast, much faster than speed of light.
In Star Trek terms, it must be warp 20 or something like that, beyond. Yes, yes, very fast.
Yes, and then we look at small matter, and this to me is the interconnectedness of all things. Everything has a harmonic value. The colours, actually, we see very, very similarly with the different frequencies, so it explores colour, how we actually see, and what surrounds us. It hopefully widens our vision, that we can think of ourselves as being part of the universe as such. We live on Earth, but we are also part of the universe, and we are star children. We are made of stardust.
So Tim Ferriss, the writer and TV documentary presenter, once said that to understand the universe, you must understand the atom. And to understand the atom, you must understand the universe. Do you subscribe to that view?
Absolutely. Tim Ferriss, I'm writing his name down. Can you organise an introduction? I would like to speak to him. I haven't spoken to him and I haven't read his philosophy, but yes, we are very much of the same view. Mm.
Now, who are some of the people you have involved in Space Harmonic?
Well, I've been very, very lucky to have a large group of people start to actually become involved in Space Harmonic. B&I, which is a networking group in Melbourne, or it's actually an international group. B&I stands for Business Networking Industries. And every time I needed somebody new to write some music or give me some information, they seem to turn up at B&I. B&I meets once a week, and I would never have managed to get this concept off the ground without B&I. It just seems to be very flukish that the people that I needed seem to always turn up at B&I, just when I was tearing my hair out and thinking, I can't do this by myself. So if you have a big project, you certainly need a lot of very talented people to help you with it. And I can certainly name some of them. And, of course, the very first person was May Downs. How does an... I, by profession, am an interior design decorator. And how would I get a group of children to be able to perform so that I could prove that they were going to be interested in this? It sounded a very far-fetched idea. But I gave a presentation to Rini Martini from the Maydance School of Dance, and she saw the vision and she grabbed hold of it, and she was prepared to train the children, and they did that torch dance, and then we put a show on in 2004. So Rini Martini from the Maydance School of Dance, it certainly would not have come to being without her.
Now, a production of this size obviously can't proceed without the supporters you've mentioned, but also sponsors and things.
Yes, well, we're still looking for sponsors, but some of the sponsors that we've got at the moment are Minuteman Press in Hawthorne. Dr. Donald Payne is involved in Direct Energy, and he is a great supporter of Space Harmonic and actually spoke on Monday night. I think you would remember his great introduction. Nick Hill from Hilster Marketing helps us with our marketing, which is fantastic. And James McHugh is actually runs an IT business and keeps my computer moderately behaving because I'm blonde and can't get it to behave. But he also played in a band when he was younger and was a music director and producer. So he helps with the soundtracks that we've had to produce for the different shows. Also Big Image, we need shots. And Mark Suter comes to the fore and takes wonderful photos. And, of course, being blonde, I need a very good accountant to keep a track of what I'm doing. And Tony Hood from William Buck has been a great supporter of keeping me moderately out of trouble with this very large project. So thank you, Tony Hood. Kim Guest allows Grace to work on the computer when she's supposed to be working for him. Thank you, Kim. He actually organises chauffeur-driven cars, so they have been fantastic. And Beaumont Lawyers, you need a lot of... there's some questions that need to be done, need to be known about copyright, etc. And I should say that the piece of music that Andrew played, I have to speak to George Miller. If anyone knows George Miller out there, we did the penguin dance from Happy Feet, and the music was in fact from Happy Feet. But if we put it in our show in July, I certainly need to speak to him. Children make fantastic penguins, and they danced with the Antarctic in behind them, with penguins on the screen and penguins on the stage.
Yes, it was obvious that they were having a great time.
Yes.
So when is the main production?
The main production will be on July the 14th, 15th and 16th, which is a Thursday, Friday and Saturday night in July, and it'll be at the Beeson Theatre at 7:30.
At the Beeson, where's that?
It's in Burwood on Station Street, 87 to 89 Station Street, Burwood.
That's in the grounds of a school, isn't it?
It actually has Mount Scopus on the gates,
yes.
And it backs onto Mount Scopus, and they certainly use the theatre. And it's also in behind Deakin University, but it does have its own entrance. But it's a little bit easy. Well, we found out that it was very easy to drive past because a few people got lost on Monday night. So, yes, you do have to pay attention. I think the numbers might change too. So I don't know why we do that with our streets. But
That's Melbourne.
Yes.
And what will be the show times?
7:30. 7:30, and we'll go for an hour. So it's not such a long show. No interval. We start and finish, and there will be nowhere near as many speeches as we had on Monday night. So it's basically highlighting the children.
And how much will it cost people to come and see it?
On the Thursday night, that's our preview show, and that's $28. On the Friday night, is going to be our premiere show, and that's going to be $48. And on Saturday is going to be our gala performance, which there will be a glass of champagne and nibbles, and you can actually meet the cast, and it's for our sponsors and the people who've really backed us, and hopefully the media might be a bit interested as well. And that is $150 a ticket, and children have to pay $150 too. But we're hoping that with that sort of support we can actually move and do some of the things we really need to do to market this and get it into schools.
And are you open for bookings at the moment, or is it too early?
It's just round about 4 days too early. We're going to be open for bookings straight after Easter. We were going to do it straight after the show, but unfortunately, we just want to make sure that our coding works 100% correctly. So straight after Easter, if you Google our website, which is www.spaceharmonic.com, the coding will be on that, so you can book online very easily. And yes, you just put in your credit card details, pick out your seat. The Beeson Theatre floor plan will be up, so the first in get the best seats. So yes, please do support us. It is worth coming to. It's very, very different, and please don't think it's just children's theatre. It gives children a voice to speak to adults, but would you agree with me, Andrew, that it's entertaining for adults as well as children?
Well, I was certainly fascinated myself, and I saw the other adults there were quite rapt, although some of them were parents.
But they were more rapt.
I was looking at a couple of little girls as well, when I could drag my eyes away from what was happening on stage. And this girl, she's about maybe 5 or 6, and she was spellbound, especially during the penguin part. So yes, it appeals to people of all ages, I think.
Yes,
and it's quite educational as well.
Yes, so learning with no pain, but lots of gain.
Well, thank you, Susan, for joining us here on the Space Show. I was speaking with Susan Cliff, the author of Space Harmonic.
For local news and views and the greatest variety of music, this is Southern FM 88.3.